Hopefully somebody's already made you feel welcome at home. And in this climate that we're in, we're a little distance, but let's still show some love. Amen. Can we show some love through these masks? Amen. Yeah, point to somebody. How you doing? 5-5, air 5, or do whatever you need to do. We still know how to show love. And those of you that are in town, out of state, out of the country, hola. Hello. Give me some French, somebody. Je t'aime. That's I love you. Bonjour. Yeah. Hey, we're getting there. And so I'm Gary Smith, and I'm the minister, one of the ministers here at the Fifth Ward Church, and I'm honored to stand before you to proclaim a word from the Lord this morning. Last week I preached on heaven. Heaven. Is heaven real? And I'm changing my mind about different things I want to present as I read and as I study. But if I preached on heaven, you know I got to go this week. I started with heaven, but is heaven real? And today we want to talk about hell. I know you're going to get quiet on that one. Yeah. It's in the Bible.
The Bible is right.
I'm a Bible preacher. I know there are those who still challenge the Bible. I'm going to do a lesson later on the Bible to talk about it. Those who challenge the Bible. But I challenge you, before you throw the Bible away, you need to give it a thorough looking over.
Amen.
There are so many manuscripts, handwritten copies of texts that confirm.
That's right.
That the Bible is worthy,
amen,
of us trusting it. And I'll just say that. So I'm coming from the Bible, and I'm jumping right in so to make sure I have enough time to present it. The term is, and I acknowledge and admit that instilling fear in people may not be the best and most consistent way to get the behavior that you're looking for, the corrected behavior. It may not be the most, but at the same time, if we don't have a fear, awe, and respect of God, we're not going to serve
him. Amen.
And it is presented, a thorough case is presented. The word hell in the King James English translation is 28 times it's mentioned. And there is some misunderstanding of the term, because in the original text, of the Greek New Testament, the word actually it has three different meanings, and we're going to talk about those a little bit today. Three different meanings, and it's translated mostly Hades, and so we want to study this. But Jesus used this word. He used this word. It wasn't his primary way of motivating people. But oh, he used it. He used it at the most serious times.
Amen.
Jesus' main message was repent.
Amen.
For the kingdom is near. The word repent means to turn from. Turn from what, Brother Gary? Turn from hate to love. Turn from violence to peace. Turn from lying to truth. See, his message, but his message talked about that you got to have a change of mind.
Amen.
Because my kingdom is coming, what he said when he was on earth. Now, we're here today. His kingdom is on earth, is here.
Amen.
But the universal kingdom stretches far greater than just on this earth.
Amen.
And so what we're talking about now is let me not get ahead of myself. The term Hades is translated hell 10 times in the King James translation. And most of the newer versions, like the NIV and the New American Standard Translation, they use the word Hades. It's a term that's used for the general abode of the spirits of the dead.
That's right.
Notice this, whether good or bad.
That's it.
Now, some of us, we mess this up all the time.
That's right.
I hear it all the time when I'm at funerals. And you know you go to a funeral and everybody's going to heaven.
Yeah.
Now, we can say that we're not at the funeral now, so I'm not going to hurt nobody's feelings. We're not at the funeral now, but you know at a funeral, mama's in a better place. Dad is in a better place. Cousin is in a better place. Brother's in a better place. Sister's in a better place. Just everybody's going. Some of the folk don't even have me mention Jesus' name. You know I'm telling the truth. You turn the television on. You look at social media, and everybody is going to heaven.
Yeah, what they say.
But. And see, they got it wrong. I'm just, according to the scriptures, they got it wrong.
Right.
See, Hades, Jesus affirmed when he was on earth, Jesus affirmed that he possessed the keys. Keys means the authority to open. He said he had the keys of death and Hades. That's what the scripture says. What scripture is that? I'm sorry, Brother Camucho. I'm going to have to go to my scripture. Revelations 1, not in order. Revelations 1:18. Revelations 1:18. And the living one, as I was dead, and behold, I am alive. Speaking of Jesus, forevermore I have the keys of death. Death is the repository of the body. You go to the cemetery, the body, the physical body is in the grave.
Right.
He says, of death and of Hades. Hades is the place of the spirits, the souls of those who die.
Yeah.
You just saying all of that. Where are you getting that from? Go to Luke chapter 16 if you will. Stay with me now. Don't go to sleep on this one, okay?
Amen.
Have your kids stay up and listen. They might not understand it all, but they still need to hear it.
Amen.
Luke chapter 16, verse 22. Now it happened that the poor man died, this was Lazarus, and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's, I'm using the New American Standard Translation, Abraham's arms, King James translation would say Abraham's bosom. Now he died, was carried away into Abraham. Notice this, it wasn't his body that was carried away, it was his spirit that was carried away. Because the body goes to the grave. Now notice this. And the rich man also died and was buried. His body was buried. And in Hades, he raised his eyes, being in torment.
Uh-huh.
Notice this. This is why I know that Hades is the abode of the spirits. And in Hades, there are good people and bad people.
Amen.
You know, why you say that, Brother Gary? The rich man was in Hades and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his arms. In the Hadean world, the spirit, the soul goes, and the Hadean world, there are the good folks and the bad folks.
Amen.
If I paraphrase.
Amen.
Some of you, I know you still don't trust me and don't believe it yet. You're going to have to show me more than that. I'll try to show you a little bit more than that. So you have the rich man, and he sees Abraham, and he sees Lazarus. Now, he didn't know Lazarus when he was on earth. The poor man was asking for crumbs from him, and he didn't know his name, but oh, he knows him now. Yeah, he knows. He know Abraham's name. He know called Lazarus. He said, would you tell Lazarus to dip his finger? That's amazing how folk don't know you till they need something.
Amen.
Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Yeah, they don't care about you. Now listen to this. Listen to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 23. Matthew 11, 23. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the miracles that occurred in you had occurred in Sodom, it will remain. He would remain to this day. Jesus is on earth. And boy, he's angry because the folk just won't listen. And Jesus, every now and then, Jesus would reprimand folk and tell them what he needed to tell them.
Right.
Y'all are awful. He say, it's Sodom, and you know the history of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was destroyed by fire and brimstone. He said, I perform miracles in this city, and you still don't believe me.
Right.
If the same miracles were performed in Sodom, they would have repented. You haven't repented. Guess where you going? He said to Hades. Now, Now, you say good people and bad people are in Hades. Even Jesus paid a visit to Hades.
Amen.
Some folk in the church don't understand this.
Right.
Don't recognize this. I can tell when I hear sometimes we're teaching, we need to teach folks the truth.
Amen.
Take the mystery out of all this. So you watch the movies and you see all these movies that come on, all of this fantasy stuff. We need to stick with this Bible.
Amen.
Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Listen to Acts chapter 2, verse 30. This is the occasion is the day of Pentecost. Peter and the rest of the apostles are preaching the gospel. What's the gospel? It's the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came, he lived, he died, he's coming again. And he's preaching about Jesus to them. And he starts quoting from the prophet David. He says, so because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to sit one of his descendants on his throne, that Peter is talking about David, the king David, the prophet. Verse 31, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of Christ.
Amen.
That he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. It is this Jesus whom God has raised up, a fact to which we are all witness. You know, when Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins, the Bible said he stayed in the grave for 3 days. His spirit was in Hades.
Right.
David recognized. He said, Hades, you know the passage in Matthew chapter 16, the gates of Hades, the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates couldn't hold Jesus.
Amen.
And from Hades, he was lifted up. And I know none of you are going to call Jesus a bad man.
That's right.
Jesus, who had no sin,
Amen.
Spent time. His spirit spent time in the Hadean world.
Right, that's Bible.
But Hades couldn't hold Jesus.
Amen.
And if your mama or your daddy or your brother or your sister or your dear friend died, the Bible says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord.
Amen.
See, if they died in the Lord, and they were right with God when they left this world, they rest in the Hadean world.
Amen.
Not their body. Their body may have been deposited in the ground, or somebody may have cremated the body, but their spirit yet lives, and that spirit is alive today, and that spirit has thoughts and meaning.
Amen.
In the Hadean world.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something that gives me comfort. Because, you know, it gives me comfort. You know, you start thinking about, I'm telling you, all the funerals that we have here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ and all the soldiers that have gone on to meet the Lord, those who were faithful to the Lord. And none of us understand this. I'm not trying to put, you see, some people you think going to be in heaven, that God has the final say on that.
Amen.
I'm serious about that. Some people, you, oh, yeah, she was a good lady. You don't know what people do when they're not with you.
Amen.
So there is my dad who's died. His spirit is in Haiti, in the Hadean world right now. I still don't know if my dad is going to make it to heaven. Now, I wish with all of my might in my heart. And I tell you what, if he don't make it, boy, I don't know if I'm going to make it. But that's just my view, and that's my thoughts, because I was around him, but I still was not around him all the time. Can you handle the truth? Are you going to still try to put everybody in heaven? You don't know me. You don't know what I do when I leave this place. You don't know how I treat my wife and how I treat my children. I don't know about you. But we serve a God who is just and righteous.
Amen.
And sees and knows all things.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And God's going to do right.
Thank you, Lord.
You can trust in that. And so when Christ died, he stated that the gates of hell were not going to prevail against him in Matthew 16, 18. We just quoted. And the gates didn't hold him.
That's right.
Both death and Hades, listen to this, will be emptied at judgment day. The Hadean world will be emptied at judgment. Listen to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 13. I don't mind you being quiet on this lesson. I really don't. Revelation chapter 20, verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And you know, Revelation is a book of metaphors, but it's a book of prophecy about what is going to happen. And he says, the dead who were in them, notice this, and they were judged, each one of them according to their deeds. See, one day, when we die, we can't change our fate. You know, there's some faiths that say you go to purgatory and you get a second chance. That's not in the Bible anywhere now. So don't you believe that. That's nowhere in the Bible.
Amen.
And so when we're in the Hadean world, our fate, see, the rich man can't go back and say, God, give me another chance. No, our fate is sealed. But our final judgment to get to heaven hadn't arrived yet. And so when you're in the Hadean world, you really know where you're going. When you leave there.
That's right.
So whatever we going to do, whatever choice you're going to make, I'm going to extend the invitation at the end of this message. We extend it every time. Why do you have to extend the invitation every time? Because it's that critical.
Amen.
There are some who have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we dare not leave here without giving somebody the opportunity to be baptized into Jesus Christ. It's the most important step you will ever make in your life.
Amen.
Gary, I want to go to Harvard. I want to go to Baylor. That's good. I got so many things I want to do. You better get your soul right with God is what you better do.
Amen.
God will take care of the rest. And see, so this term Hades, it's also in the Greek translation, it's translated as Tartarus. It's from the Apostle Peter. Listen to this in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. 2 Peter 2, 4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell. In the Greek Testament, it would be Tartarus.
Right.
Into hell and committed them to pits of darkness. Hell for judgment.
Right.
Notice this. It's still the term Hades, Tartarus. It's the place, it's really where the rich man was.
Uh-huh.
You see, while Lazarus was in Hades, see, Jesus, you remember when Jesus was on the cross and he said to the thief, on his right, after the thief repented of what he said, he says, today you shall be with me in paradise.
Right.
See, in Hades, there is paradise. That's where you want to be.
Amen.
And then there is Tartarus. That's where you don't want to be.
That's right.
And so it seems that that Lazarus was in paradise. And the rich man was in Tartarus, which the Bible says, listen to this. Now, this is why you need to get serious.
Amen.
Is that if God didn't spare the angels, but he cast them into Tartarus, into hell, reserved. They know what's going to happen to them, but it's reserved until judgment time.
That's right.
Ooh, my goodness gracious. Lord, have mercy. Give us mercy. Yeah. And see. Listen to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Peter 2, 9. But the Lord, notice this. Peter said this. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from a trial.
Thank you, Lord.
And to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. But wait a minute. Hold up now. See, Lazarus, Lazarus didn't go to paradise because he was poor.
Right.
Some people say, well, you be all the poor people going to heaven. That's not true.
That's
some poor evil people in this world.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't poor. It didn't reference what he did, but obviously God, he's judging. He's judged. Those that are righteous and live by his principles get to be with him. And so now when we read this, it says he knows how to rescue. And that's many of us while we're on earth today.
Amen.
You know, some of us, we got trials, Lord have mercy. But see, don't go through your trial with the devil.
Right.
No, don't. See, if your husband is cheating on him, don't say, I'm going to get him back and I'm going to get me two boyfriends. Amen. Somebody, I don't even know. I bet I hit somebody in here. It's just we in the world. Because somebody lie on you, you don't go lie on them.
Amen.
Because someone is mistreating you, you don't mistreat them. Somebody curses you, you don't curse them.
Amen.
Why? Because we're living under God, under God's principles, under God's laws, under God's rules.
Amen.
And you got to stay with God. Because you are sick, you're going to denounce God. That God don't care about me. You're not the only person that's sick.
Amen.
And God uses many sick people to his glory. And so he knows how to rescue us. He knows how to relieve us.
Amen.
Many of us, he's already relieved while we're on earth. Some of us have gone through trials and you're just thinking we're going to never end. All of a sudden, God took it out your life. I tell you, when I was a little bit younger, I had somebody leaning on me so bad, and I said, Lord, I need your help with this one, because I'm going to get him if you don't get him. I almost got to that point. And then I just prayed about it. I said, you know what, I'm not going to let this person. And you all guessed up. I looked up after a while, and guess what? Who is he, brother? You don't need to know. You don't need to know. But God will get folk out your way.
Amen.
But also listen to this. He says, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment. See, if according to the scriptures, this rich man, he's condemned to punishment, but he haven't got the final punishment.
That's right.
That's
right.
Luke 16:23. Let me read it. And in Hades, he raised his eyes, being in torment. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue out, for I am in agony in this flame. Let me confirm it a little bit more. Jump down to verse 26. And besides this, that between us, see, now they're in Hades, they're in the Hadean world. You see, somebody, I don't believe that. Between us, us and you, a great chasm has been set so that those who want to go over from here to you will not be able, nor will any people cross over from there. We can see each other, but we can't go to each other.
Amen. That's Bible. I know that's Bible.
I'm trying to take the mystery out of this. You don't need to go to a movie to see this. All you need to do is open up the Bible.
Amen.
That's the Hadean world.
Bible is right.
Mm. What's beautiful about it, though, when you die in the Lord, you know what? Those that's in the Lord have no worries.
Amen.
That's right. I'm telling you. No, raise your hand in here if you taking more than, well, maybe you don't want to tell us that. That's your business. I'm going to raise my hand. If you're taking more than one pill, I know I'm already taking, have you ever forgot what you took?
About 8 or 9. Amen.
I'm glad somebody's.
Amen.
Woo, mercy be. Everybody, brother, you need to exercise. I know. I'm doing it.
Amen.
I'm going to end on time.
But
I have not gotten to this hell, Hades to Tartarus. And then there is Gehenna.
Oh, yeah.
Gehenna. See, that's the final and eternal abode of those who die apart from God. Now, it's found in Scripture 12 times in the New Testament, in the Greek New Testament.
The Greek, that's it.
And in 11 times is used by Jesus. Now, Jesus didn't, this wasn't the focus of his message, but he used it.
He sure did.
Some of you remember the Sermon on the Mount.
Uh-huh.
The Sermon on the Mount, Jesus used it. Listen to Matthew chapter 5. Brother read in part of this in your hearing a few moments ago. He's talking to the people, and there's a crowd. He's on. There's a large crowd there. And he says, now, if your right eye is causing you to sin, remember his message is repent. See, don't make no mistakes about it. That's why I'm not sugarcoating this lesson.
Amen.
Because his message is repent. What do you mean repent? Turn from sin.
Amen.
See, don't expect to make heaven your home if you're not willing to let nothing go. It's why Jesus left glory to come to this earth to die for our sins. Is transgressing to get transgressed. Admit it, and not to say that you're going to do everything right and make all the right decisions, but your mindset is I got to do something about this sin.
Amen.
You know why some men, some women never change? Because they just going to do what they're going to do.
That's right.
And say, hey, well, I'm all right. You're not all right. Wrong is wrong. Lying is lying.
Amen.
And most of us, if we admit it, we do things we don't want nobody to do to us, but it's all right when we do it.
Right, that's right.
And if your mindset is that, I can tell you right now, you will not make it to heaven. And so when Jesus started talking to these people, he says, listen, this is serious business. He says, let me tell you how serious it is. He says, if your right eye is causing you to sin, whatever it is that's causing you to sin. You know what? I'm telling you, some of us have to take drastic measures to not sin.
Right.
You know, I know myself. I know my, there's some places I can't go.
Amen.
Some of the places I rode off a long time. Well, is it okay for Christians to go to a club? I don't know. I don't go to clubs no more.
Amen.
Oh, brother, you shouldn't say that, you the preacher. I've been to a club before when I was way, way, way back. I don't know, they tell me now it's different now. The brother, it's not clubs. It's, you know, it's a different, whole different atmosphere. I know what you're saying, but you know what I'm saying too. I'm old, but I'm not that old. There's some atmospheres I knew I couldn't handle. If I'm married to my wife, I'm trying to stay faithful to my wife. I don't need to go to a place that all the women.
Half naked.
He said that. I didn't say that. That's just me. I know me. Amen. Hold up now. Hold the sisters, brother, sister. I'm not letting you out, sister. You some places you don't need to be. I know it's a different world. Girls, and I know you got to have your girls. Like, well, where is girls' night out?
That's right.
You better watch yourself.
Right.
I'm just some things. See, if your right eye. And the book of Romans says there is a sin that so easily besets us.
Right.
See, some things you don't have no. See, some of you have no problem with drinking. Some of you, drinking is not a sin. Did Jesus turn water to wine? But some of you have no business touching nothing to drink.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, there might be somebody who can't have some wine and not get drunk and still have right use of their minds. And that might be some people like that, you know. But some of you, you don't need to be.
Amen.
You, amen. Some of you drank one beer and you just cuckoo crazy.
That's true.
Woo! I don't know what your sin is. I don't know what your sin is. Yeah. Some of you, you know what? You need to put your computer. You need to put your computer in the middle of the house, in the middle of the room, where everybody passing by. Why? Because you know, if those that know, you know why.
Right.
That's how Jesus says, he says, if your right eye is causing you to sin, tear it out.
That's about
throw it away from you. He said, for it is better for you to lose one part of your physical body than your whole body to be thrown into Gehenna. And often Jesus would he would reiterate a point by repeating it. And so here he repeat in verse 30, he says, and if your right hand, if you didn't understand that, he said that was your eye. He says, and if your right hand is causing you to sin, is he talking about the literally cut? He's talking about the sin. He's talking about whatever it is that you are. Some of us need to move to another place. Oh, no, again, I didn't say everybody needs to move. And sometimes when you move, you better watch where you're moving.
Amen.
Because you can't run, you can't leave this world and not find some sin. Amen, somebody. But there are when you know you need to take a drastic means to correct a behavior in your life that it's you've been stumbling over, and you know, I don't find a Bible class where you got to come to Bible class every week to go to heaven. Well, I just want to ask you a question. When you're not at Bible class, what you doing? I just asking what you doing. But I have people tell me, "Oh, yeah, you need to slow down." Sometimes I do need to slow down. I get overwhelmed, but I just so many things to do. But I like being busy for the Lord.
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Because I don't know what devil is chasing you, but the one that's chasing me,
that's right.
He everywhere.
That's right.
I shouldn't say he. She everywhere. He, she, whatever he is, all over the place. If you don't watch out, the devil will slip right in here while we're in worship service.
Amen.
Let me close.
That's right.
He says this in Luke 12:5. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one after he has killed someone. Has the power to throw that person into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, to fear him. Of the scribes and Pharisees, he said in Matthew 23:33, you snakes, you offspring of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of Gehenna? In Matthew 25:31, now this is judgment. This is the final judgment. This is when all nations, this is when the Haitian world is emptied. It's after Jesus has come to claim the church and all the nations stand before him. This is the final judgment. He says this in Matthew 25:31. And when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne and all the nations will be gathered before him. Those that have lived before us, after us, all the nations of all times will stand before God and be judged. If your daddy is dead, he'll be there. Your mom, your cousins, everybody that's died will be there. On judgment day.
Amen.
And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one from another, just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And this is what you, in verse number 41, the Bible says, then he will also say to those on his left. Last week I emphasized heaven. But he will say to those on the left-hand side, depart from me, you accursed people, and to the eternal fire which has been noticed. Hell was originally prepared for the devil.
That's right.
The fallen devil. And the devil sits and waits for the final judgment. He knows his case. He knows where he's going, but he's trying to take as many people with him as he can. And hell was prepared not for the children of God. Hell is not for us. It's not the place where God wants to be. It's not the place where we want to be.
Amen.
But it's prepared for the devil and his angels.
That's the Bible.
And the scripture says in verse number 40, these will go away unto eternal, 46, these will go away into eternal punishment. But he also says, but the righteous into eternal life.
Amen.
And so today, listen, my studies of the scriptures, hell is just as real as heaven is.
Amen.
And I know this is a place that we don't want to go.
Amen.
And Brother Gary, but I got so much wrong in my life. Do I have a chance? I'm thinking of Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Thank the Lord that his grace has appeared to all people and given us the opportunity for salvation. And that's why we're here. That's why we know raggedy and sin in our lives. We come to a Savior who can save us from our sins. The first step, if you are not a member of the body of Christ, of his kingdom on this earth, is to humble your heart and hear that Jesus came. He lived, he died for all of our sins.
Amen.
And he didn't make it complicated. He didn't make it where this is going to be so hard for us to get in heaven. We can come to God and get to heaven if we'd humble ourselves.
Right.
And believe with all our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Trust him until we die.
Amen.
Be willing to confess the sweetest name that you could ever confess.
That's right.
And it's amazing that some folk go miss heaven because they just stubborn.
That's right.
Just stubborn.
Right.
And Lord, I pray for our young people. I pray for many who are just confused because there's so much coming at you here and there and everywhere. But if you're willing to change your mind about sin and recognize you can't, that's some things you just can't do on your own.
That's right.
And you won't be good enough to make it to heaven by yourself.
Amen.
Repent means to turn from sin. And be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. And God will add you. He will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And the scripture says if we're faithful unto death, he has a crown of righteousness for us. Well, what if I sin? Even after I've been baptized, we have forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we confess our faults to him. And there may be somebody here that wants to be saved and added to the body of Christ even today.
Amen.
And if you want to come, would you come? Won't you come?
Amen.
Jesus is calling you to come.
Amen.
But can I say this to those of us that are in the body of Christ right now?
Please.
Don't let Satan snatch you away from heaven. Oh, he's good at it. Don't let the devil or one of his angels deter you, discourage you. I got some things that I'm struggling with. Keep struggling.
Amen.
That's what Satan, that's what the devil, he does not want you. He wants us to just give up. I don't think I can do it. You can do it.
Amen.
And if you need the church to pray for you, we will pray for you. If you need someone to encourage you, call one of the elders and let the elders pray for you, pray with you. If you need a prayer partner, let us know. If you need to change some things in your life, it's worth it for you to try to change.
Amen.
If you need to do something drastic, do it. If you need to come to Jesus, come as we sing the song of invitation.
There's a fountain.